Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. We'll go ahead and get started with the performance for the last 24 hours there. Mostly positive day across the board. Gold, the NASDAQ Composite, and emerging markets are top three. S&P 500 just up over 0.5%, and our top or bottom three, fixed income, the US dollar, and crude oil down over 2% yesterday. Now we'll jump over to Fun Friday. If for those of you who don't stick around to the end of it every Friday, I run through a different part of the platform. The reason why we're kind of moving it up today is I got an email from one of you asking me to include the year-to-date performance over on the performance table that I typically look through. I was like, okay, well, I'll go through and add it. So I figured this could be the subject of today's Fun Friday. If you go to your account settings, so you go to My Account here in the bottom left. And then you go to performance. First off, there's a lot of great stuff in here on the settings, the chart. There's a lot of personalization that you can do when you're looking at your regular PNF charts. So certainly pause this, take a look at what I've got, see how it differs from yours. But for performance, I want to mention you can come in and change what is actually shown to you. So when I mean shown to you, I mean here, 30 day, 90 days, so on and so forth. You can change that here. In the alert settings. So you can just add in that year to date. I didn't have it checked. You can also go in and add in static options. So if you always want to have the S&P 500 there, for instance, or the Equal Weight Index or different total return benchmarks, you certainly can. You can also add in default columns. So always show yield, always show the TA score, so on and so forth. And then hit make sure you hit save in the bottom right. So check that out and email in. If you've got any questions, I certainly listen. The next thing we'll do is take a look at some of the notable action from around the platform. The first thing I want to mention to you all is this US equity core percent rank. Now, what this does is it takes a look at where the core of the market ranks on the asset class group scores page. So we've got 134 different groups. The core percentile rank, as we call it, is simply a percentile of where the S&P 500 ranks among all 134. So this has dropped down below 90 over the last couple of days as we've pulled back. I wouldn't say this is a necessarily bad thing, but it is certainly something to keep an eye out on. Over the last year or so, the core has been above 95, above 97. So moving below 90 is certainly showing some preference for other assets, but it's far from weak. I think that's the important point to emphasize. It's far from weak, but it's certainly a suggestion that there's other areas of the globe, a lot internationally, that are starting to score better on a long-term perspective than the core. Despite that, though, the equal weighted index, SPX EWI, moved back up into X's yesterday to a chart reading of 8,100. Now, chart action is still relatively constructive. And here you look at the year-to-date performance, actually up 4% compared to something like the S&P 500, which or the cap-weighted index, which is up, a percent or two. So we're seeing some nice outperformance from the average stock, especially as tech names taken on the chin to start the year. But point being, well within a positive trend, nice support now offered here. I think this is a strong development for the average S&P name. Next, the Russell 1000 RUI got another reversal back up here. Won't mention too much here, but within earshot of a couple ranges or a couple levels of support, well within a positive trend. Again, nice constructive move for the Russell 1000. Next, the Dow has moved up over 0.5% yesterday, and that brings it back up to this level of resistance up around that 49,600 mark. Now, a break of that would mark a quadruple top and, of course, be nice follow-through. The Dow up around 3% or so this year, with some support offered around the old resistance from late in 2025 around that 48,600 mark. So, again, nice constructive move for the Dow. RS development that came across the desk this morning, copper versus gold. So CPER versus GLD on a 3.25 scale. So we'll typically look at this one more of a risk on, risk off type of environment, right? An industrial metal versus a precious metal. Now, of course, gold and silver have had taken on a different quality. Maybe some would say they're less defensive, at least in the last couple of years than they traditionally have been. I digress. We've seen this reverse back down on this default chart favoring gold. So copper had reversed back up to close out 2025, but precious metals doing well enough over the last couple of months. to reclaim that near-term preference. And I'll note we still remain on a string of three consecutive sell signals. So conversely, three consecutive buy signals favoring GLD. So precious metal still a relative leader here. And lastly, we'll wrap up with Intel, INTC. They're a five for fiver. They're down around 13% this morning, around the 8:20 or so, on weak guidance post earnings yesterday. So they're trading off around $47 or so. Coincidentally, that brings them to that next level of support here on our default chart. So we'll all things equal, maintain our positive trend. Keep an eye out on these market and peer RS charts, see if they flip at all, and just take an eye out, see if we lose any technical favor. Otherwise, I would actually say it's a relatively constructive pullback, on the move. Of course, I'd like to see where bulls kind of regain some strength. If we get a reversal back up and reclaim 50, I think that'd be constructive. But otherwise, I think it's ultimately a fair move. But again, watch for technical deterioration on the relative side of things. All right, that's going to do it for me. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. If you're getting hit by the snow, stay warm. Otherwise, we'll be back again on Monday to touch on any updates.